Welcome to Board Game Workshop. I'm your host, Chris Anderson. So, last episode was a design diary that I just recorded. Hopefully, that didn't go wrong, and it actually got posted. But before that, I talked about asymmetrical games, based on a question from John Glenn on the Discord. But he accidentally wrote asynchronous, and I did not catch it, but I understood his meaning, because asynchronous games doesn't make a lot of sense, which I'll get into in this episode. But I knew he meant asymmetrical and talked about asymmetrical games, but I called them asynchronous games because I, for whatever reason, did not catch the difference. But then I fixed that in editing, which sounded a little weird. So go listen to that episode because I think it was a lot of good information about asymmetric games, and he confirmed later that he did mean asymmetrical and that it was helpful. So glad that worked out. But since I'm looking for ideas of stuff to talk about, why not talk about asynchronous games now? So, I was thinking about asynchronous games, and I don't think they're actually a thing. So, the term asynchronous means not at the same time. So, don't quote me on that. I'm not looking it up. Anyway, so, generally, when asynchronous is used, you're talking about not playing games together. So, used a lot for online games. So some games, like if you play the app or you play on different websites, you could play asynchronously, where you're not all sitting around live, taking a turn and the next person takes a turn. You take your turn and then it sends out a message and says, someone else, it's your turn. And in the next 2 days, they take a turn. It's a convenient way to play remote games, so you don't need the full multiple hours to sit down and go through it. You can take your turn and then send it off, and once it's your turn, you can go. And this is how other things have worked, even pre-internet, when people would do play-by-mail for chess, or I know some people were doing play-by-mail, or play-by-form, or play-by-email, depending on level for... now I'm totally blanking on the name of the game. Wow. Anyway, I'm not going to think of this. Diplomacy. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Diplomacy, which I've never gotten to play, but I'm really interested in trying it someday. But yeah, so play by mail, play by forum, play by email, play online asynchronously as a way to play games, but it is not a type of game. Taking it another way, an asynchronous game would be any game that's not simultaneous. So if we all take our turns at the same time, like, say, Seven Wonders, that is a synchronous game. We're all doing it at the same time. But if I took a turn, then you take a turn, then someone else takes a turn, that's kind of asynchronous, because we're taking our turns not at the same time. But we're still all playing the game together. So, I don't think asynchronous games as a mechanism or genre is really a thing. But there are games that play better or worse asynchronously. Like, some don't work at all. Some would just be very painful. For instance, Magic the Gathering. That game does not work asynchronously because of the interaction it has. And this is one of the bigger issues with it making digital versions. And with Arena, they've done a very good job of balancing that so that you can have reasonably quick games. But if you're not familiar with Magic, it's usually a one versus one game, card game. You have a deck, your deck has different spells. But one of the main things of Magic is responding to events. So your opponent plays one spell, and you could respond by countering their spell so it doesn't get played, by destroying something, by doing something to protect you. And that's where a ton of the interaction and fun, for me at least, of Magic is. So you could play a very straightforward game where you play a creature, I attack, you attack. And that would work. But it's cutting out most of what Magic is. There's a lot of interactions there. So the problem with that online and asynchronously is you want to play a spell. So you play the spell, but then you have to wait for me to decide if I'm going to respond or not. Now, in person, this is very quick, and you kind of have to be a little more careful with tournament rules, but if you're playing casually, you can just do things, and people will tell you to stop if they want to do something. And there's different situations where you know if someone is more or less likely to do something based on their available resources or the type of deck they're playing, or even the person, if you know them and what they play. So, but in person, it's very easy to navigate that. Well, not very easy, but easier. So it can play smoother and quicker. But when you go online, if you don't have a complicated system, part of the game is also bluffing. So it's not just it pauses when you can do something, it pauses when you could do something if you had the stuff. So like I said, you could counter a spell. Now, if the game only paused for you to make a decision if you have a counter spell and the available mana to use it, that would give away when you don't. Which is kind of how Arena works now, but it gives you the option to pause it to bluff. So it adds that back in, but it makes you have to choose to do it so that it's quick if you don't want to bother bluffing. But doing that asynchronously, say we weren't doing this live online, but we're playing a game of Magic just by email, I would send my move and you would send your response. It could take several exchanges to play a single spell. Never mind get through an entire turn and a game, which can be even a short game is usually at least a few turns. So that doesn't work well at all. But some games actually can play better asynchronously. So I'm thinking specifically like bigger games with minimal interaction, where one player's turn, if they wanted to really plan and think things out, could take 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes if they're really digging into stuff. But at no point on that turn do they have to wait for another player to say yes or no or make a decision. So you just get to do your whole turn, and it can take a while, and then someone else goes. So in person, this can be kind of a daunting thing. If you have a 5-player game where every person's turn takes 5 minutes, you are waiting 20 minutes between your turns. And, like I said, if it's a game like this where there's not really any interaction on a turn, that's 20 minutes of you not doing anything. Maybe you're planning, maybe you're paying attention to what someone is doing, but for the most part, you're doing nothing for 20 minutes. And then you do something for 5 minutes, and then you do nothing for 20 minutes again. So in person, that's a lot of downtime. This is where people like wander away and have snacks or play a game on the side, which can make the game take even longer because they have 20 minutes and they end up taking 25 minutes to go make a snack. Now you're slowing the game down even more. So playing those types of games asynchronously, where you take your turn when it's ready, and then you send it off and the next person gets to theirs. Yes, finishing the game would take longer if you're only averaging a couple of turns a day, but since those turns are just you take your turn when you're ready, and it takes 5 minutes out of your day over a couple of days, it can actually be a smoother experience. But I think some games like that work a lot better asynchronously. So I was kind of thinking, what if there's a game designed to be that way, and not just a digital implementation of a game that is generally slow, but some kind of in-person game where it is meant, so it takes up a physical space, we're not talking digital, but it's meant to be played over time with people taking their turns asynchronously, separately. I know people do this, you can do it with chess. Again, I think I've heard of diplomacy maps that have like a magnetic map set up on the wall so people can just come in and take their turn. But the diplomacy is a little weird because I think everything happens simultaneously, but they all make decisions, so that works a little better with everyone remotely sending their stuff into someone managing the game. But chess is a great example. Like I said, play by mail, play by email. Now you can play online, live, but asynchronously, you could have a chessboard set up and just a little marker saying which side's turn it is. And it doesn't even need to be a one versus one. You could have many people come into this chessboard and whoever's turn it is make a move for that side. So I'm thinking some kind of game like this, I think it would do well to be not necessarily simple in rules, but simple in physical components. So chess has, again, I should not do math in the car, but 16 pieces per side. And, you know, the moves, it's complex strategy, but chess is a relatively simple product. That's why there's so many of them. Something like that, magnetic would be nice, so it doesn't accidentally get knocked over. So some sort of magnetic pieces on a board, or you could go even simpler. It could be like a roll and write or some kind of pen and paper game where nothing's going to get messed up because you're writing down on the sheet. So, but I think it'd be interesting to have a game specifically designed to be played asynchronously. So you have it set up in a space, and maybe you have a set number of players, or maybe it's more of a general group thing. Like places that just have a jigsaw puzzle set up, and just whoever comes along can put some pieces in. And you're not even necessarily there when the puzzle is done, but you contributed something to it. Just, it's interesting. And I think, like, a puzzle is not quite a game, but it's very similar to a game. And some games are puzzles, and I'd say it's a blurry line. Anyway. But I just think it's a really interesting thing, and I would like to design one, which, see, this is what I'm talking about with the more ideas keep popping into my head that I want to work on that distract me from the ideas I'm already working on. And this is why I don't get anything done. Deadlines are helpful. But yeah, so just as a general concept, I don't know, I think this is more of just a rambling thought exercise that I'm curious if anyone has any thoughts on. Like, what would you think of an asynchronous game? Would you want to play one? Would you want to design one? What does it mean to you? And how could it be more interesting than just magnetic chess? But yeah, and I think the roll and write, or just a written on paper thing. I mean, I'm already doing that with Tempest Imperium, but making that multiplayer and something played over time, I don't know. This has got me thinking. So yeah, maybe next design diary I'll have some asynchronous game idea. But yeah, let's call it an episode. I've been rambling a lot, losing my voice because this is the second episode in a row, and I've been talking for like an hour almost. I don't even know. Great. Thanks for listening. I did not mention this last episode, but these are coming up together, so it's kind of like one episode, but you have to listen twice. The contest. So if you want to be a judge, go sign up. All that stuff that I generally say. The BoardGameWorkshop.com design contest. Submissions are due June 15th. We are still looking for judges. We always need judges. We can always use more judges. There is no limit to the number of judges we need. I think last I checked, we had about 36 judges signed up, which is great, but I would love 300 judges signed up. So if you have not signed up to judge and you would like to judge, please sign up. If you would not like to judge, I would like to know what I could do to make you interested in judging. Like I mentioned before, I'm always trying to improve the contest, and one of the things that I want to do is make it easy for people to judge, and also make it interesting and desirable for people to judge. So what could I do to the contest, or to how I'm presenting the contest, or whatever, to make you want to judge? How can I get you to be a judge? I would like to do my best to do that, so please let me know about that. Email, Twitter, Discord, I'm pretty easy to get in touch with. But yeah, so let's call it an episode, and thank you for listening. That's all for this episode. Financial support for Board Game Workshop is provided by our annual game design contest and our Patreon supporters. Special thanks to our Inventor Level supporters,
Button Shy Games,
Chris Turner, Brad Batchelor, Roscoe Shock, Vascottis, and Yaima Games. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/theboardgameworkshop. You can contact the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Discord. Go to theboardgameworkshop.com for links, past episodes, and information about our design contest and other events. Thanks for listening.